The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now I want to return to a topic that dominates management, workers and shareholders of nearly every company across the world. The growth of AI and what it might mean. Is it the harbinger of mass layoffs, and will it see the end of normal working relationships between human beings? My next guest offers a more hopeful vision in her new book, The Round Table. Sarah McDevitt suggests that AI becomes increasingly capable. The organizations and leaders who thrive will be the ones who deliberately strengthen trust, relationships, empathy, and human connection, turning relational intelligence into a strategic advantage. And Sarah joins me now. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, I'm fascinated by this topic, but firstly, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
Yeah, so I have a background in advertising and media, worked in for many years here in Ireland, but then moved into the SaaS world, software. And I'm surrounded by conversations around AI every single day. And I was actually asked to speak about AI, and I said, can I speak about something else? And they said, what are you going to speak about? And I said, give me a minute. And so through that, I kind of came up with this notion of, I do believe that humans have a very, very important part. We talk about AI being such a big story. I think humanity is going to be the story of the next decade. I just don't think a lot of us have understood how we will be part of that story.
We talk about, you know, relationships, and you have a term, relational intelligence. But could I put it to you that business is always about relationships, but the relationship might be slightly different around AI. But relationships they're the fundamental driver of business.
They absolutely are. I think one thing, though, we're starting to see is things being automated in favor of AI to speed things up. So we've always traditionally rewarded, you know, individuals on their performance based on how fast they can do it, the efficiency, and this, you know, it's all about speed. I think AI gives people the option now to automate as much as possible. And once we all have AI and we all have that automation, there's not very little between us in terms of what makes us different. That's when relationships really become the most important part of a business relationship. And so companies, I think this is also a word of warning to say that AI has a really important part in the future. I'm not anti-AI, I'm very much pro it, but it has to be balanced with not overshadowing those human relationships.
When we talk about automation and we talk about, you know, the experience around automation is not always good. If you talk about, you know, trying to get on to any utility company and sort out your issue and not be able to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about being given a bot to deal with. All those things are, like, they're negatives around AI in terms of the consumer experience.
Yeah, and I think that's why you've seen, you know, is it this week or last week, that new law come in about the right to speak to a human when it comes to your financial services. So I definitely think that, yes, it's challenging. It has an awful lot of benefits, actually, and it is becoming increasingly smarter. But the argument that I have in the book, I suppose, is that I think a lot of AI or people's understanding of AI misses the point that AI is based on all of us. It learns from us. And our lived experiences make us as humans a little bit unpredictable, right? Yeah. You, Bobby, I'm sure have had many traumas in your life in a business sense that has made you approach problems differently. Or if you came across that same problem again, you would probably take a different approach to me or maybe someone that's a little bit less, you know, experienced in that particular situation.
Yeah, you also talk about your own experience, Sarah. You know, you talk about, you know, referring to the advertising industry, you know, that you remember the days of dealing with difficult clients where the smartest person in the room wasn't always the best client manager. It was the person who understood the nuances of that client, maybe could pick up a subtlety of where there was a problem. You know, could read the room, as I say, and at the moment, and I say at the moment, AI can't read the room.
No, at the moment, you're right. But I think it will always struggle with certain nuances. I mean, in the book, I talk about, you know, I don't just present the idea that relational challenge is this thing and we all need to figure it out by ourselves. What I'm putting forward is five signals that I think people who have relational intelligence have. And one of those signals, as you rightly point out, is one I call awareness, which is reading the room. And I think it's really interesting, even in Irish context, it is the catching the contradictions between what someone says and what they actually mean. So you'll know, Bobby, in Ireland, we sometimes will say, oh, I will, yeah, which means I absolutely will not. But I also think we understand, you know, in any sales conversation, you have that moment where someone can raise an eyebrow and it just sucks the energy out of the room. And I don't think AI can read that. And that's the point where, you know, now mightn't be the right time to push forward. Now might be the time to take a step back. So in the book, I talk about those different signals and how we need to become more intentional about how we train for those signals if we want to be successful in the future alongside AI.
You give some examples about AI being used badly. And you talk about customers becoming frustrated when every interaction feels transactional. I get that. Employees burning out when organizations optimize away human connection in pursuit of productivity. So, yeah. And teams struggling when communications become entirely digital and functional.
Yeah.
They're really, really good examples, in my view, of organizations getting it wrong.
Yeah, I think we've been trained maybe for things that are around efficiency, but discounting the things that actually create human connection. So there are times when, you know, an email is the right thing to do. There are times when I would say increasingly for me, a voicemail or a voice note is something I use a lot of because tonally, you know, as I say, the dreaded dot, dot, dot in a text message doesn't tell the full story. So I think that's really important. But I also think it's a conversation around our education system for the future. We often teach children to memorize stuff, to do facts, formulas, and repeatable tasks. And AI is very, very good at those things. So, you know, the question is, have we been measuring the wrong thing all along in terms of what's valuable?
Yeah.
The question is not about, you know, whether AI will do what it will do. Of course it will. The question now becomes what it makes a human still valuable. And so what I'm saying is when you remove all those fact formers and repeatable tasks that AI can do, we need to redefine what our strengths are as humans. And we need to see that we need to lean into the things that are about connection, that are about being present with each other. And it's also about holding each other accountable because, you know, AI doesn't lie awake at night wondering when it did something wrong, going, yeah. Oh, God, I must put that right in the morning. You know, generally humans like another human that's accountable to them and they can, you know, wring their neck, so to speak, when things go wrong. That's quite important in a business sense to know that someone cares and is going to feel bad.
Sure.
And want to put something right for you.
And we've a lot of texts coming in. Maybe we'll just look at one or two of them. One says relationships are so important in business, but I wonder, are the new people entering the workforce capable of working on relationships? They don't even want to take or make a phone call. That comes from Olive and Kildare.
Yeah, this is the fear and this is the reason, I suppose. I have four children and, you know, you're generally trying to decide how you're going to raise your children, you know, to be decent human beings. But for me, it's more like what are the skills they are going to need in the future in their professional lives? And so what I'm trying to get them to do early on now is to talk to people, take an interest in people, be curious about those things, because that's foundational to how you build relationships.
Yeah. Do you have any fears, Sarah, about, you know, the way AI is moving so quickly that it will get closer to the human in terms of its how it behaves? In other words, if we were talking in 5 years' time, could AI have developed to such a point where it's almost becoming human or has human qualities?
You know, I think what's interesting is I think AI will continue to get increasingly more impressive. There's no doubt about that. But I think we can all spot the difference between something that's authentic and something that's not. We do on a human level. I mean, if AI took all our jobs in the morning, Bobby, I guarantee someone like you And certainly someone like me would find a new market and a new thing to do, because that's human nature. So I think humans are very good at recognizing the differences, and we do want something authentic. And I think you'll reach a world where it'll be like Netflix. Some will pay not to see the ads, and some will be happy to watch the ads. And that will be the difference between human versus AI interaction.
All right. Well, look, it's a fascinating book, and well done for writing it. The author is Sarah McDevitt. It's called The Round Table: How Relational Intelligence Will Become Your Human Advantage in the AI Age. Well done, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
this
Pat.
Morning, Sarah.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.